One thing you must understand is that over the years, ZANU-PF has become President Mugabe's party. No one can say anything against Mr. Mugabe's wishes. But what you must understand really about concentrating power in Mr. Mugabe's hands is that it is a self-correcting measure. Everybody knows that the chaos that we are seeing today, it is because of the failure by its first secretary, Mr. Mugabe, to deal decisively with the succession issue. But also it is because of the first secretary's fear of his own lieutenants, to the point that he doesn't trust anyone other than his own family. That's why he even brought my Grace Mugabe much closer.
But what is the future of Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her backers in the party?
Well, her backers are clearly out of influential position. As for the Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Mugabe has always played these factions against each other. So he may let a good number of those that are associated with my Mujuru fall by the wayside. But when it comes to my Mujuru, he may choose to be magnanimous and choose to play a balancing act, but Emmanuel Juru, that the provincial electorate directorate of ZANU-PF rejected, I mean, it only tells you that it is going to be a severely weakened Emmanuel Juru. His second option is to get done once and for all with the vice president and let her sink. But the only way that you can let her sink is to let the allegations of corruption, misuse and abuse of office, to let course of law take its course, so that he is not seen to be the one who would have victimized the vice president, Maim Juru.